Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav, and we are picking it up right on the top of daf Lamed Vav. Says the Gemara, Kashya D'Rabbi Yosi Ad'Rabbi Yosi. We have a contradiction. Dr. Joe, good morning. Reb Mordechai, great to see you. We have Kasha the Rabbi Yossi, other Rabbi Yossi. We have a stira in the words of Rabbi Yossi. What's the stira? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that Erev Tchumen is a din d'rabbanan, and if you have a suffix, whether your Erev Tchumen was legit or not, we apply the rule of suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, and therefore Rabbi Yossi said suffix Erev is l'kula. And yet, when it came to a suffix tumah d'rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi said, Suffolk Tumah is L'chumra. Let's say we had the case before. If you're not sure whether you dipped in a mikveh when you had eaten Tumah D'Rabbanan, you're not sure whether you had dipped in the mikveh or not. Let's say you weren't sure the mikveh was 39 sah or 40 sah. If it was Tumah D'Rabbanan, in that case, Rabbi Yossi was Machmir. So make up your mind. Does Rabbi Yossi hold Suffolk D'Rabbanan L'kula or Suffolk D'Rabbanan L'chumra? What's the story? Says the Gemara, Kasha de Rabbi Yossi, de Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana, Shaini Tumah Hol v'yesh la'ikram inat Torah. So the first answer the Gemara gives is a very interesting answer. Really, Rabbi Yossi, Dr. Joe, and all of Shas holds Suffolk de Rabbanan l'kula. But by certain dinim de Rabbanan is going to be strict. Tumah v'tara, since some Tumahs are d'oraisa, and some Tumahs are de Rabbanan, so therefore, we're afraid if you're going to be lenient by tumas that are the Rabbana, people are going to come to be lenient even by tumas that are Raisa. So since it has an ikar in the Torah, there we say, Safik Darabanan lechumra. Wow. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Nami Doraisa. He isn't Tchumen, also a Din Doraisa. Isn't Tchumen, also a Doraisa. Answer the Gemara, no, Kasav Rabbi Yossi, Tchumen Darabanan. Tchum is Darabanan. And you're not going to say, oh, so we should be machmir on tchum because there's other hilcha Shabbos that are d'oraisa, because tchumen is clearly something different. So says Rashi. By the way, I was giving the Daf Yomi about 2 weeks ago, and Eli Wilimowski was on the Daf Yomi, and Eli Wilimowski pointed out that even if you say tchumen is d'rabanan, 12 meal, there's a Rishalmi that says, even if you say tchumen is d'rabanan, but to walk 12 meal, that would be a din d'oraisa. If you say pshat like that Yerushalmi, this Gemara is very difficult because this Gemara seems to say that tchum and d'rabanan has no ikar b'Torah. But if you tell me 12 meal is d'oraisa, that would sound like it has an ikar b'Torah. But apparently the Rishonim deal with this kasha. But it's interesting. It would seem to be a raya from here that the Bavli holds against the Yerushalmi to this business that 12 meal would be tchum d'oraisa. Because if you say 12 meal is tchum d'oraisa and 2,000 amos is tchum d'rabanan, then clearly it has an ikar b'Torah. This is a type of d'rabanan that also has an ikar b'Torah. So that would not make sense with our Gemara. That's the
it says here in the Koran that the Ravid says that there's so big a difference between 2 mil and 2,000 amos that it makes you would be able to discern the difference.
Oh, very good. Very good. The difference between 12 meal. Very good. Yes, some say it's such a big difference that people would not get confused. Beautiful. Who said that, Pshat? Who does he quote it from?
That's the Ravid.
The Ravid. Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Joe. Chiluk gadol. Okay, let me write that down. Very nice. Okay, that's one answer. The Iba Yisema. A second answer about the words of Rab Yossi. Second answer, Hadidei Hadirabe, that really Rabbi Yossi himself is machmir by Suffolk Rabbanan, but the opinion that said the opinion that says that he's lenient, that's in the name of his Rebbe. Dekanami Diktani, if you look in the Mishnah said, where we said Suffolk Erev Kasher, Quintab Yossi, the Mishnah said, Dekanami Diktani Am Rabbi Yossi, Av Tulmos Hein, Mishum Chamish Zakenim, Shapasak Shasafik Erev Kasher. Rabbi Yossi, that he was quoting from Avtolmos in the name of Chamisha Zakenim and Safik Erev Kasher. In other words, it's not his own opinion, but that's the opinion of his rabbis. That's answer number two, Shmamina. And answer number three, Rava Amar, third answer, Hasam Hanatama de Rabbi Yossi, by the case of Safek Tuma, why is Rabbi Yossi Machmir? Hamed Tomei Al Ches Kaso, Ve'ema Lo Tova. Ah, the answer is, not all Safeks are created equal. By the case of Safek Eruv, we'll see in a minute, that you had a Chazaka, that it was a good Eruv. But over here, well, we'll see in a minute. But by Tomei, before you went into this mikveh that you weren't sure whether the mikveh was 39 or 40. So before you went into that mikveh, you had a cheskas tumah. So since you had a cheskas tumah, and now you're not sure, right? You have a suffix. Good morning, Jeremy. Great to see you. We had a suffix. Now you don't know whether the mikveh was kosher or not. But before the suffix started, so you had a cheskas tumah. We assumed you were tumah. So in such a suffix, you have to be strict because before the suffix even started, you were tummy. So that's why over there you have to be machmir and say suffik derabbanan l'chumra. But in the case of Eruv, you can be lenient. Ask the Gemara, very nice, you had a suffik tumma, but didn't the mikvah have a cheskas kashus? Adra avhamin mikvah cheskasa. When you measured the mikvah 2 weeks ago, the mikvah had 40 sa. Now you're not sure whether it lowered, so why don't you have a chazaka that the mikvah was kosher? Answer the Gemara. Sorry, it's the Gemara, but mikveh shalom nimdad. You're right, we're talking about a mikveh, we never measured it. So it never had a cheskas kashus. So says Rashi. But the Ritva says, oh, by the way, Dr. Joe, similar to what you said before, the Ritva on this Gemara says, or it can be a case where you measured the mikveh like a year ago. So if you measured the mikveh a year ago, that doesn't help for today's chazakah. So much could happen in a year. So the fact that you measured a year ago, that wouldn't help either. So says the Ritva. Good. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Brice. Kate said, I'm Rabbi Yossi Safek Eruv Kasher. In which case would Rabbi Yossi say that a Safek Eruv is Kasher? Kate said, I'm Rabbi Yossi Safek Eruv Kasher. In which case, Erev Bitruma. Safek mi ba'od yom nitmei Safek mishachashecha nitmei. So you used as your Eruv, you used Truma. And now you're not sure, did the Truma become Tamei before Shabbos? Or did it become Tamei after Shabbos? V'chein b'peiros, or you used for your Erev fruit, safek mi ba'od yom niskanu, did, were you mafresh trumas amaisis? You appointed a shlech to your mafresh trumas amaisis. You don't know when he was mafresh. Was he mafresh before Shabbos or after Shabbos? Mi ba'od yom niskanu, or safek mishachashecha niskanu? Zeu safek Erev kosher. The Gemara is going to ask, it's not the same thing. By the case of Truma, it had a cheskas kashus. By the case of the fruit, it didn't have a cheskas kashus. You didn't know whether you had no trumas amaisis, it was tevel. Aval Erev b'truma, Safek Torah, Safek Tamei, but if you just use as your Erev, Truma, that before Shabbos, you already had a Safek, you don't know whether it was Tahor or it was Tamei. V'chein b'peir, Safek Niskanu, Safek Lo Niskanu, if the Safek was already before Shabbos, you're not sure when, it's not that you're not sure when it happened, the Safek was already from before Shabbos, and you use that stuff, Ein Zeh Erev Kasher, that would not be a Kasher Erev. That would not be a kosher eruv. In other words, so what it sounds like the Gemara is saying is, if you had a chazaka, then it's kosher. But if you don't have a chazaka, it's not kosher. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Maishna truma, that means having truma cheskaso. Very nice. Truma, you're right. You had a chazaka that the truma was tahar, and now it became tamid, but you don't know, did it become tamid before Shabbos or on Shabbos? Good. There you have a cheskas kashos. I understand why Rabbi Yossi is lenient in that case. But wait a second, Peros Nami, what about the fruit case? The fruit, you don't know whether it was Tevel before Shabbos. So it had a chazak of being not edible. So it should be a chazak in the wrong direction. Why is it okay? Peros Nami, Hamed Tevel Acheskosko Ve'ema Lo Niskenu. This stuff was Tevel before Shabbos. You know, you told somebody to take Trumas Amaisis. You don't know whether he took Trumas Amaisis before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Okay, so it had a chazaka of not having Trumas Amaisis. It should be no good. How come Rabbi Yossi says in that case it works? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Lo te masafik mi ba'od yom niskanu, ela'e masafik mi ba'od yom nidme'u. Safik mi shechashecha nidme'u. That's not the case of the peiros that Rabbi Yossi was lenient. Rabbi Yossi was lenient, you're right. If it was tevel before Shabbos, then Rabbi Yossi would for sure say, if it was tevel before Shabbos, then Rabbi Yossi would for sure say it's no good. Because you have a cheska, a chazaka, that it's treif, it's a tevel. The case that we're talking about over here is where you have a, where you have, the case we're talking about over here is a case where you have, it was kosher before Shabbos. For sure it was kosher. Trumas and Maises were taken off of. But it's a suffix demai with an ayin. There's demai with an aleph and demai with an ayin. Demai with an aleph is stuff that you purchase from an Amma Aretz and you're not sure whether Trumas and Maises is taken off of. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about demai with an ayin. What's demai with an ayin? Demai with an ayin is kosher stuff, but now you're not sure whether it got mixed up with truma. So that's a shaila. It's demai, dimua means it got mixed in. So you're not sure if it got mixed in with truma, in which case Yisrael would not be able to eat it. Safing mi ba'om yo nidmu, safing mi chashecha nidmu. So that would become aser ba'achila li Yisrael. And you have to also add, that's what the Rishonim say. Didn't we learn before that some Tanaim held that Yisrael is allowed to use truma? If Yisrael is allowed to use truma, kavachomer, Yisrael is allowed to use dma'ai with an ayin. So so Rashi points out, this Brisa has to hold like Sumchus, who held that Yisrael is not allowed to use truma, even though it's Roy Lachil Lekoim. So says Rashi, the Ramaschil, Midam'o, Vidim, Udama'ai. Yeah. Fine. Or you could say that the fruit got mixed up with tevel. So too Tosus writes this way, Dear Maskel, Suffolk. Take a look at Tosus for a second. Tosus, Dear Maskel, Suffolk. Suffolk nidme'u. Nera keperish ha-kunches b'loshin sheni. Nidme'u tevel b'chulin. No. Usually demai with an ayin means truma mixed up with chulin. But in this case, truma wouldn't really make sense because we have most opinions earlier said Yisrael is allowed to use truma for your Erev Tchumen. So what are you talking about? Demai with a truma. Good, it got mixed up with truma. So what? It's still kosher. Yisrael's still allowed to use it. So that's why Tosus says no. It probably doesn't mean what demai usually means. Nira keper shekonz blushen sheni nidmu tevel b'chulin. V'lo kistam dimur shebashas. Not like the usual demai in shas, which means chulin mixed up with truma. No. Avaloshen rishabesh nidmu truma chulin v'asye kisumchus. Yeah, you have to say it's going like Sumchus, who said Yisrael is not allowed to use truma for his Erev Tchumen. Ein nira dok tani bebraisa de ma'arvin betruma. V'dochak lomer de ma'ir betruma l'koin. Okay, let's continue. So, back in the Gemara. Bar Rav Shmuel, bar Rav Yitzchak, bar Rav Huna. Rav Shmuel writes to answer from the following question. Hayu l'fanim shtei kikaros. Achas Tmeyav Achas Tohorav Amar Irvuli Bitohorav Bechomakum Shehi Mau. You hear the case here, gentlemen? A guy has a kosher loaf of bread and a non-kosher one. He doesn't know which is which. So he tells his shliach here, take these two loaves. I want you to make an Erev out of both of them. I know one of them is kosher. I just don't know which one. Is that a good Erev or not? So on the one hand, you have kosher food, but you can't eat it because you don't know which one is kosher. What's the story? So the Gemara is going to say, sorry, Charlie, it's not a good Erev. If you can't eat it at the end of the day, it's not a good Erev. Erev has to be edible. But the Gemara asked the Shaila, Tiboy le Rab Meir, Tiboy le Rab Yossi. Tiboy le Rab Meir, Ad kam lo kam Rab Meir hasam. Rab Meir said, a Suffolk Erev is no good. That's where nothing was kosher. The Lekatora, Hacha Hayekatora, but here one of them is kosher. Odil mafilu Rab Yossi, lo kam ala hasam. Rab Yossi says, Suffolk Erev is kosher. Demisa di Dor Yadale, but at least you know which one you're talking about, according to Rab Yossi. You don't know which one is kosher. Amalei. So Rav Huna said to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who asked him the question, Bein le Rav Yossi, Bein le Rav Meir, Be'inan se'uda haru'ya miba'od yom v'leka. No, you need a se'uda that was edible on Erev Shabbos. And here, this se'uda was not edible on Erev Shabbos because at the end of the day, you don't know which one is kosher. Since you don't know which one is kosher, you can't eat either of them, and therefore this Erev is not a good Erev. It's not good. Let's continue. Rava asked the question of Rav Nachman. Kikar zu hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. V'omar irvu li bazeh mahu. So you have here a loaf of bread. And you make the following statement. This loaf of bread, as soon as Shabbos begins, I want this loaf of bread to be hektish. Now, stamazai, that's interesting. You're not allowed to make something hektish on Shabbos because it's making a kinyan on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make kinyan on Shabbos. You remember when we were growing up, the rabbi would present the bar mitzvah boy with a gift from the shul, and he would always tell the bar mitzvah boy, I made the kinyan before Shabbos. I met with the bar mitzvah boy, and I made the kinyan before Shabbos. When he would hand the bar mitzvah boy this svarim from the bima on Shabbos, I don't know why the rabbis don't do that anymore. Maybe they do that. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen the rabbis give the sefer to the bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos. When we were growing up, I think that's what used to happen. Anyway, but he would say, don't worry, I know I'm not allowed to give him the gift on Shabbos because you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos? I think it's a gzeira shema yichtov. We're afraid you're going to write it down, right? Transactions, you're not allowed to make transactions on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to write it down. So here, what'd you say? I'm making this hektish on Shabbos. So some of the achronim want to bring a proof from here that even though you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, you're allowed to say on Thursday that I want to make a kinyan on Shabbos. But Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix about this. And he is masik that is usser. And apparently in the back of the Masifta, they have a long discussion about that. How in the world would this work if you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos? But anyway, forget about that problem. That's a side problem. So here the guy said, I'm making this hektish. As soon as Shabbos begins, it's going to be hektish. So now it's not hektish. But when Shabbos starts, and I tell the shlich, go use this and make the Erev for me. Is that a good Erev or not? It's hektish. Or it's going to be hektish on Shabbos. Omer le, Eruvo Erev. Wow. It's a good Erev. That's very strange. And what about the other way around? Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Chol. What about the guy who says the opposite? I'm making it hektish today, Erev Shabbos, but right when Shabbos enters, I'm going to redeem it. It's going to be redeemed on the money that I have here on my desk, and it's going to be no longer hektish. The Omar Irvuli Bezeh Mahu Amalei Ein Eruv Eruv. In such a case, it's not a good Eruv. What? Ask the Gemara. Maishna. What's the difference? Amalei, Rav Nachman said it's a very simple difference. First, he says to him, L'chisechel alea kura de milcha. When you measure out for me a kura of salt and pay me for the psak, I'll tell you the psak. I mean, he was joking. He wasn't being serious. Meaning, I'm not going to just give you an easy answer. You know, you got to pay for it. But then he explained it to him. Hayom chol ulamacha kodesh misfeka lo nachta le kedusha. Since the guy said, today it's chol, tomorrow it's going to be hektish. So when does tomorrow happen? So Bein HaShmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, as Shabbos enters. So because he said, L'macha Kodesh, so during the Bein HaShmashos, it's not yet going to be Kodesh, because it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So, Misveka lo nachtele Kedusha. So, since it's a Safek, so Safek Derabbanan Lekula, so it's not going to be hektish. But Hayom Kodesh Lomacha Chol Misveka Lo Pakalei Kedusha Semine. But the other way, if it's Kodesh now, it's not going to lose its Kedusha. Misafek, you just leave it the way it is. So it's not going to lose its Kedusha Misafek. So says the Gemara. That's the way Rashi understands. Chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, right? It's a din b'fnei asma b'hektish she'inu chal klal elam yev. Whoa. So, the way the Oneg Yontev understands Rashi. Let's take a look at this Rashi. Hayachol. Let's take a look at this Rashi for a second. Hayachol. Towards the bottom of the page. See the Rashi on the bottom of the page. Hayom Chol, excuse me. Hayom Chol. It's about six lines on the bottom of the page. Hayom Chol ulamacha kodesh, ubein hashmashos, de knias eruv, sveikahu. Umisveika lo nafke mi milsa kamaisa. Due to a suffix, it's not going to lose its original status. Chain seifa. So if Erev Shabbos, it's not holy, the Kedusha is not going to happen during Ben HaShemashos. And all we care about, the Eruv, is during Ben HaShemashos time. So Ben HaShemashos, it doesn't become holy. So the Oneg Yontif explains, how do you understand this Rashi? What's the idea? That since it's a Suffolk, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, so since before Shabbos it wasn't holy, it's not going to lose its status until you have a situation of Vaday. The Suffolk, it's not going to lose its status. Because of the rules of Chazaka. Since it's a Suffolk, so until you know for sure that it's Shabbos, you keep the Chazaka of whatever it was before Shabbos. That's the way the Oneg Yontif understands Rashi. But Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, Rabbi Chaim Brisker had a different understanding. He says what Rashi means is, this is a special din by Hektish. Hektish is only Chal in cases of Vadai. There's no such thing as Suffolk Hektish. Hektish is only Vadai Hektish. So that's why you got to wait till after Ben HaShemashos until it becomes holy. Wow. What I don't understand about that is, so how come, what about in the reverse case? So if it was Hektish before Shabbos, and now it's Ben HaShemashos, we should say it loses its Hektish, no? Not sure I understand that so well. Tosis explains a different shot. Amid Beis. Ha'omer Hayom Chol Mach Kodesh Makbid Shelo Tachal HaKdush Al Erev Hayom. If you say Hayom Chol Mach HaKodesh, you're Makbid that the Kedusha should not be Chal today, and therefore it's only till it's Vaday Laila. All right, interesting. Okay, let's continue. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Tevul Yom. Login Tevul Yom. Let's say you have a jug that you dipped, it was Tameh, you dipped it in a mikveh today, but it's not totally Tahar until nighttime because it had Tumah Doraisa, Tumah Chamura. So it's going to make Truma Tame until the night, till Shkia. Shemilu min achavis shel meiser. Now, you poured into this Tame, in quotes, it already went to the mikveh, but it's Tevul Yom. You poured into this wine of Meiser Rishon, Tevel. Okay, now that's not a problem yet, because it's not a problem to eat Meiser when it's Tame. So good, the Meiser became Tame, it's not a problem. But the problem is Meiser Rishon Tevel, meaning that you weren't mafresh trumas meiser yet from it. Va'amah ha'rezeh trumas meiser likish et techshach. And the Levi said, I want part of the wine in this jug to be trumas meiser when it gets dark. Now, by the time it gets dark, the jug is going to be tahar. So, devar of kayamin. Great, no problem. It gets dark. Once it gets dark, the thing becomes tahar. And now, he's mafrish the trumas meiser. Givaldik, no problem. Ve'im omar irvuli bezeh lo omar klum. However, if on Erev Shabbos he says, and I want to use this wine as my Erev Tchumen, no, that's no good. That's no good. Why? Because by Ben HaShemashos, it's not yet, it's still Tevel. By Ben HaShemashos, you weren't mafresh the Truma Gedola, the Trumas Meiser from it yet. Amar Rava, so the Gemara proves from this, Zos Omeris, Sof Hayom, Kona Eruv. That when does an Eruv Tchumen happen? The very first moment of Ben HaShemashos. That's what happens. That's why it doesn't work here. De'isal kadaitach tchilas hayom, that it's the beginning of Shabbos. It's not the end of Friday. But it's after Ben HaShemashos. That's when the Eruv is Kona Eruv. It should have worked in this case then. If you tell me that the key moment in time when an Erev Tchumen happens is right after Ben HaShemashos, then it should have worked over here. The Gemara rejects this. Amar Rav Papa, no. Afil teimet chilas hayom kona Erev. You could even say that an Erev Tchumen happens from the beginning of Ben HaShemashos. But be'inan se'uda haru'uya mi'ba'od yom v'leka. But you needed this food to be able to be edible from before Shabbos. And you don't have that because this thing was Tevel before Shabbos, and therefore it's no good. We'll do a little more. The next Mishnah talks about Breira. The sugya of Breira, that's a very labedic sugya. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Masna Adam Alei Ruvo. A person can make a condition on his Erev Tchumen. The Omer and say as follows. Imbo Nachrim Min HaMizrach Eruvo Lamarav. If the bandits are coming from the east, he puts out two Erevs. One 2,000 Amas to the east and one 2,000 Amas to the west. And he says like this. If the bandits come to my town from the east, I want my Erev to be from the west. I guess it's not a Sakanas Nefashas. They're just going to beat him up. If it's a Sakanas Nefashas, obviously all of Shabbos doesn't apply. Min Amarav, if the bandits come from the west, Eruvi Lemizach, then I want to be able to run away to the east. Imbo, Lakan, Lakan, if the bandits came both sides, Lamakam She'eretz Eilech, I could go wherever I want. Whichever bandits seem like I could take them, that's the one I'm going to go. Lobo, Lolakan, Lolakan, if the bandits don't come either side, Hareini, Kiben, Kibene, Iri, then I'm staying in the middle. I can go 2,000 amas in either direction. If I hear there's going to on Shabbos, I hear there's a great shear, 2,000 amas, a rabbi is coming to give a great shear, 2,000 amas to the east, I want my Erev to be to the east. If the rabbi comes to 2,000 amas to the west, I want my Erev to be to the west. You're allowed to make these conditions. If a rabbi, a great shear comes both directions, I can go to either one. I'm going to stick with my own town. Rabbi Huda Omer im haya echad mehem rabo. If one of the rabbis was his rebbe, holech etzel rabo. Then we assume he wanted to go to the Erev that was his rebbe. Vim hayu shnein rabosav. If both of them were his rebbe, lamakom sheyirtze yelech. If they were both his rebbe, then he can go to whichever. To whichever place he wants, says the Gemara. Ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak tani ibcha kula mastisim. Rabbi Yitzchak came; he learned the whole Mishnah backwards. Kashi Nachim Anachim, Kashi Chacham Achacham. He said, the case of Nachim, you want to go in the same direction as the Nachim, and in the case of the Rebbe, you want to go the opposite direction of your Rebbe. Well, what's going on? Says the Gemara. Nachim Anachim Kasha ha bifar ha gabna. Ha b'mari demasa. Yeah, when it's talking about the goyim collecting taxes, you want to run in the other direction. But if it's the people, if it's the president is coming and you want to tell him what a bad job he's doing or what a good job he's doing, you need to get stuff, you need to get the roads in the town fixed, then you're going to want to go in his direction. Chacham achacham lekasha ha b'mosif pirkei. One of them is talking about a chacham who's coming to give a shir, you want to go hear what he's saying. But Habi Makri Shma, the other one is talking about where the Chacham, where one direction the Chacham is the Malame Tinokos, you don't want to go hear him, you want to go in the other direction. Because here you want to go hear the shir, not the guy who's teaching the kids how to say Shema. Okay, a little more, I think. Rabbi Huda Omer Yemahaya Echad Mehem, his Rebbe. So then, we assume he wanted to go that way. V'Rabbanon who disagree, no. Sometimes a person would rather learn Torah with his chavrusa rather than go hear Torah from his Rebbe. Interesting. Why is that? Because people like to hear something new, panim chadashos. Or he's embarrassed to ask his Rebbe kashas, so he'd rather ask his chavrusa kashas. So says the Meiri. Okay, a little more. Drop more. Here we go. Amar Rav, Lesa Lamasnisin Miditani Ayo. There was a rabbi whose name was Ayo. And the Gemara says, we have a Brisa. So our Mishnah seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the din of Brera. But the problem is, Ayo, again, you know what Brera means? Brera means retroactive determination. In other words, right, the story over here was you made two Erevs, and then on Shabbos morning, when you hear which direction the rabbi came in, you're allowed to retroactively predetermine, I meant the Erev to the east. Even though Erev Shabbos, you don't know, you made one to the east and one to the west. But we Brera is called retroactive determination. We allow this thing called retroactive determination. But the problem is, Ayo quoted in a Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda denies the whole principle of Brera. So how could our Mishnah seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Brera. So Amar Rav, Lesa Lamastisa Miditani Ayo. From the fact that Ayo quoted a Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda denies the whole principle of Brera, must be that our Mishnah is wrong in terms of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Tani Ayo, because this rabbi named Ayo taught us in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masna al Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. A person is not allowed to make two contradictory conditions at the same time. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ella, Im Bachachon Lemizrach, Eruv Lemizrach. Vim Bachachon Lemarav, Eruv Lemarav. Aval Lekan Lekan Lo. Rather, a person can only make the following condition. There's only one rabbi coming. You don't know which direction he's coming. You could say, you could make two Eruvs. You could say like this. You can make it just say like this. There's one Chacham coming. You don't know which direction he's coming. Imba Chacham Lemizrach, Eruv Lemizrach. Imba Chacham Lemar, Eruv Lemar. You can make two Eruvs and say, if the Chacham comes to the east, then I want my Eruv to the east to be an Eruv. If the Chacham comes to the west, I want my Eruv to the west. Ava, Lekan u Lekan. But if two Chachamim come on both sides, lo, you cannot make a condition. Because we do not apply the rule of Bereira, retroactive determination. So you see here that Rav Yehuda says, no. Says, well, what's the difference in these cases? Maishna lakana lakanda lo, de ein Bereira, lemizrach ulamarav nami ein Bereira. What's the difference in both of these cases? You're first determining what happens on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochan, ukvar ba chacham. Ukvar ba chacham. No. The case was where there was already a Chacham that came to the town on Erev Shabbos to one of the sides. But you put an Erev on both sides because you didn't know which side he came to. Only on Shabbos that's going to become clear. So Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos, before Shabbos, you just didn't know. But the right Erev was already set from before Shabbos. It's not like the guy came on Shabbos, it's only being determined retroactively on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you knew, you didn't know it, but the right Erev was already set before Shabbos. So on Shabbos, just it turns out which one was the right one. So that is not Breira. That's just a regular condition. That's not Breira, because before Shabbos, the Chacham was already there. You just happened to have not known it. That's not the same thing as if the Chacham shows up on Shabbos, so then the whole Erev only gets created on Shabbos. That's Breira. That's a problem. But if the Chacham was there beforehand, that's not a problem. So you see from this brisa that Rabbi Yehuda denies the principle of Breira. Okay, gentlemen, we are going to stop right over here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day.
Have a good day.